From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are. Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. This would have been the post-game Knicks versus Celtics in Boston later on in the episode, but because of what's going on in the world, as you already know, you could not miss it if you live anywhere in the world, literally, the coronavirus spreading throughout life, throughout public health, affected everything, how we adjust, and especially our sports. Definitely going to talk a little bit of how it hit the NBA. You can go back to the episodes previously on this week, the Rink Podcast with Ranger Proud. We discussed how the coronavirus affected the sport of hockey. And then, of course, he did is talking about Ranger Proud. He went into very detailed, a very passionate side of RP that I never even got to hear from on him, man. He was really adamant, man. It was good that he expressed himself. Shout-outs to Ranger Proud, writer for the Elite Sports New York. You can check that episode out. We even talked about the baseball with Suzanne, at Susie Prof, Bleeding Yankee Blue, same situation with the coronavirus and how it affects the sport of baseball. The Yankees, MLB as a whole, and when the season's going to start. You could check that episode as well from earlier in the week on our podcast platforms, our iTunes Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcast, so on and so forth, Blog Talk Radio, however you want to do it. NBA, this is where it all started about a week ago. About a half hour from the conclusion of me speaking, we talked immediately after the Knicks win over the Atlanta Hawks, the Knicks winning in overtime. Little did I know at that particular time that the world was going to go into a spiral as far as, I guess you could say, social lack of contact. Because after the Knicks game versus the Hawks, me and Dominic, we came on, we talked about it, the Knicks, a little bit of the Knicks win, but a lot of it started to happen or unfold last Wednesday night that the NBA was shutting down. You had the Utah Jazz versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. I remember doing a post game with Dom last week, right? And then you had a bunch of, you know, the players on the court have, you know, there is in Oklahoma City, and they canceled the game as we were talking about it last week here on this platform. So the start of I would call it a disaster. I guess you could call it a disaster. The start of society coming to its knees because of a pandemic started last Wednesday. The NBA suspended its games. I would say canceled. They suspended its games starting last week. So this platform has kind of been an outlet for people to listen to as they get by in their daily lives, their work, their adjustments to work, things like that. I don't know. We don't know when the timetable is for the NBA. This is a uncharted territory for everybody, because I think it's safe to say in our generations, plural, the last three or four, maybe even up to five, nothing like this has happened in society. So life is at a halt and to a pretty much a pause. Let's see. I got a lot more to say on the NBA and how this thing is going to affect what I think is going to how it's going to change. But let me see this. Is this you, Kristen? I'm not 100% sure if this is you, man. I hope sister's not tripping out. Are you there, KGYR? I guess not. I thought Kristen was there. We'll come back to her if he's listening.
Sorry.
Kristen, I'm going to leave your mic.
I'm here.
Oh, see, you got me going crazy over here. I feel like, yo, I know I see the line open, right? Man, we haven't even spoke since this pandemic. I mean, verbally, of course, you know, we cut up on, you know, around social media and we drag sheep, shit like that. You know how we do. But anyway, the sports. Verbally, I got to hear from you. Like, the NBA, and we'll talk about the other sports, but what about how has this affected you personally with your life and then, of course, the sports? Or do you miss it? What's going on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it. You know, when you're so used to seeing them, it's a everyday part of life for us as sports fans. So without anything, like this is new for me to have no sports. I mean, not even track and field. Nobody. There's nobody doing anything. And honestly, this thing is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So I think they're doing the right thing in keeping everybody away, honestly. I know it's killing us as fans, but in the long run, I think it's just going to be better for everybody. Everybody just stay away. We're on a little vacation for 30 days, and we'll see how it goes. And we'll take it from there. But, you know, I'm still looking forward to the Yankees. You know, I'm still looking forward to the NFL season. So we'll see. You know, it can't rain forever, right?
Right,
the sun's
got to
come back out sometime. So it's going to be 30, 60, or 90 days before this thing leaves here, honestly. And a lot of day by day, things are changing with players. Players are popping up all over the place testing positive. So, like I said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I do believe in what everybody's doing, and everybody's getting on the same page, which is fantastic. But, yeah, I miss it. I miss everything. I miss everything.
All right. We'll touch on all those. Do me a quick favor. Quickly hang up and call right back in because you're going in and out. But I did catch 98% of what you said because I want to make sure when this episode goes out, it's clear so you could be heard. So quickly hang up and call right back in. We'll dive into all the stuff you said about the Yankees, the sports, and the other players getting positive tests from this coronavirus. Quickly hang up and call right back in, and we'll extend this conversation.
You got it.
Yeah, Kristen had a lot. Yeah. Call right back.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to pick her brain on the Yankees. I definitely got to get her a perspective because we didn't have her on Monday with Susie Prof. And since there ain't no since there is no sports, I might as well have this sports genius and Kristen give her opinion on all this stuff. She's right, man. I mean. You know, for me, it's different, man. Like, I mean, I love sports. Everybody knows that. But honestly, man, I've been catching up on a lot of my shows, man. I'm not even tripping, honestly, for whatever reason. I miss the fact that you know, some of the season ain't continuing, but hockey, the basketball. But, you know, I'm actually, you know, there's enough content for me out there to – not to really be tripping about. Now, Chris, I mean, because I know usually it's the hoops episode, but fuck it, there ain't no sports, so we can talk whatever the fuck we want. So the Yankees, I got to get your question, because we had Suzanne on, as you already know. You know that's your girl. The baseball. Let's start with the baseball. If the Yankees, this is my question to any Yankee fan. I'm asking you directly. If this thing will have less than 162 games, does that – spell for a disadvantage or more of an advantage for other teams to win more games in a lesser capacity, let's say 100 games? So do you give more of a chance with teams like the Rays, the Blue Jays, under 100 games, like 100 games, to possibly get a division or a wild card? Or you don't care, you think, you know, we're the Yankees and we're going to handle business no matter what. What is your opinion on that?
You know what, we're in good shape. We're in very good shape, okay? Yeah, we've got some guys down, but this is actually a blessing for us, right? Who's the pitcher that's out until midseason who's not coming back? Who's our starter?
Oh, yeah, Herman?
Okay.
Yeah, he's not playing at all at this point. He's done.
Okay.
Because I thought they were going to take him back in
like June or, you know, late in the season. He's supposed to be off, and he's supposed to come back. Think
about it like this. He has an 81-game suspension, right? So let's hypothetically say the baseball is going to be 100 games. All right. He won't be back to probably the very end. And he might make that last cusp because you know how it works. He has to get, you know, starts in a minor league or somewhere. And that's not even to say
sure.
they get who knows if minor league baseball is gonna be in session. How is he gonna get starts if they're not in session? So
exactly.
It's gonna be really tough for him. It's going to be really tough for him to get back. So I get what you're saying. I'm going to say no on him. But, okay, I give you, you know, Judges and your Stans, guys who are injured. So, yeah, I think that helps every team who has injuries. What
right.
are the thoughts on the baseball, on the Yankees?
You know, we have more than enough time to recover. You know, the coronavirus
yeah,
is
yeah.
a gift and a curse. Everybody's home. Okay, the whole team is now home. Nobody's anywhere. The guys from Tampa are dispersed too. That's it. It's a done deal. So nobody's out there. And I think this is, like I said, it's a gift and a curse. Yeah, the coronavirus is horrible and what's going on. It we can't stop it. But if these guys self-quarantine like they're supposed to, like everybody else, and they do what they're supposed to do, that's only getting us, that's only healing what we got. We've got Judge. We've got all these guys that are injured. These guys can come back with this extra little vacay that we have. So I'm trying to put a positive spin on it, and hopefully everybody will self-quarantine. The team is probably, I'm sure, under strict rules, not to really go too many places and whatever, whatever. So I don't know. I think we need this extra time to recover. So it's fine with me. It's fine. And we are. We are the Yankees, and we have a great team. And we do have starters still. We still have Cole, thank God, knock on wood. You know, we still have, you know, middlemen. So, listen, these guys carried us all last season. Judge was out last season. Stanton was out last season. All these guys were out last season. And who carried us? Urshela and all these other guys, DJ. And they came out of nowhere and just and flourished, not bothered at all. If anything, we have an edge. That's how I see it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, my only thing to everything you're saying is not to say as far as rest and recovery, injuries is one thing, but this applies to all teams, right? If we're all supposed to be self-quarantined, and these are professional athletes, where or how are they getting their workouts in during this downtime? Because most gyms and athletic clubs are theoretically going to shut down too if they not have already. So if you're in a professional athlete, and this goes for any player on any baseball team, whatever,
mm-hmm.
where are you going to get your conditioning, your getting ready for whenever the start of the season? And, or I put it like this: are you working out to your maximum to be game shape ready? I don't know the answer to that. I think that's mm-hmm. all within that particular athlete. Like, I'll give you an example. You think Gary Sanchez is really working on his physique and his condition? I say no. But that doesn't necessarily mean Brett Gardner. I mean, he seems like a guy, you know, I hate to, you know, I'm not going to judge him or nothing, but, you know, when
right.
I, you know, Gary Judge, I mean, not Gary Judge, Gary Sanchez is a type of, you know, you look at him, you know, he's skillfully good with the baseball bat, but you don't look at mm-hmm. him as this Hercules god of an athlete. He's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, his question
right,
has
right.
always been his health, like his legs, you know, running up and down and getting calf muscle injuries and stuff like that. So if that's supposed
right.
to be our main catcher and he gets hurt because he wasn't keeping up, and it's probably not all his 100% fault, or, you know, if you're quarantined, how do you get the condition? And that goes to any athlete. Do you have an answer, or how do you answer that? Like, I don't know the answer.
You know,
that.
I'm sure they can't. It's an excellent question. But the thing is, you know, these guys got money. They've got gyms in their houses. So if that was me and I'm self-quarantined,
you would think.
I'm going to the basement and I'm working myself out. Yeah, I would hope and pray that they would. And who knows, maybe they can get their own personal trainer in there as long as he's good. Like I said, you don't know what these guys do off the field. We don't know
right,
what
right.
they're doing. Just like we don't know what they take off the field. Like I think we joked before about, you know, what are they taking, creatine? is Stan taking creatine? Is he on overload? Is this why he's getting injured every week? Like, what are you guys doing outside of what you're being told to do, what your trainers, they've got guys to tell them what to do. The Yankees organization has people to tell you what to eat, what to do, nutrition, got all kinds of stuff. So it's up to them, the player, individual. I agree. It's an individual thing. It's up to the player. Listen, if I'm in quarantine, I got to keep my body good. If Jordan was still playing, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to self-quarantine and not play ball? Of course he is.
Well, I mean,
that's the difference between quality athlete and somebody who's taking their job seriously and people that are just like thinking of it as, okay, I'm just going to make TikTok videos all day. So
I feel you. My only thing to that is it's really hard to say because I don't know each individual athlete's business unless they're going out of their way, which is probably another good reason to have an Instagram account to self-promote what you're actually doing during the downtime. I mean boxers do it all the time. We've seen basketball players do it in the off season. So I mean that may be one way of showing that transparency of this is exactly what I'm doing. I mean if we was to see one of these athletes, Gary Sanchez, and his Instagram, and he's probably watching Netflix just like us, man, just chilling. You know.
Exactly.
I know that would make you red hot. I know that would make you. But let me ask you this. Here's another thing. What you mentioned a good point, and it's not to be funny about the supplements. Now, what if you're one of these players, and you put something in your body to fight, I don't know, a flu-like symptom that possibly could be a strain of coronavirus. You never know. And it's an illegal substance. Does baseball give it a pass?
No. I don't think they should. Well, you've got to – listen, there's proper channels to go through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the same mistake as some players do and take it upon themselves and do it privately. No, that's where you mess up. If you ask your trainers and you go to your organization and you ask them, listen, what can I take? This is how I'm feeling. What do you recommend? And the man recommends you something and then you go do your own thing. That's on you. That's on you. But protocol is you go to the organization and say, okay, I already know I'm going to get drug tested in a few months when we go to play, so let me just clear the air right now. I don't need to be in the tabloids or anything like that, you know, failing a drug test, which is ridiculous. So let them know ahead of time, listen, this isn't working, or what? There's got to be an alternative. There's got to be. So that's what I would do. You've got to go through the proper channels and be professional. That's it.
Right. Fair enough. And nothing is 100%, and you're absolutely correct. That probably is the most common sense thing to do. Let me go back to the hoops real quick, because like I was saying earlier, like last week, when the Knicks beat the Hawks, that's when all the stuff with the sports world just dropping like flies. The NBA
just dropped.
Canceled the rest of their West Coast games that night. I remember Jazz versus Thunder game that canceled.
Yeah.
The other game, what was it, the Kings and the Pelicans, that was like a 10 o'clock game. That had, you know, people were already falling into their seats.
Yeah.
People were already in their seats, you know, watching warm-ups. And then you saw the message go on the big screen, save yourself, bye, you know. People had to leave. But let me tell you something. They were dragging Rudy Gobert on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter.
I did.
He caught hell. I mean, a lot of that shit was funny.
It was
I ain't going to front. That, a lot of that shit was funny. Because, you know, he was getting mocked because. See, that's the crazy thing about what's going on. And you don't know who has it and you don't know the symptoms. And so when they asked him in that presser, and he's at the desk, and they got like seven microphones from the media in front of him. But he didn't know that. You know, I mean, it's funny because I like people who, like, you know, who joke around and like it's not a big deal. Like that kind of person. Like, but he kind of, you know, he didn't know. He did. Some people kind of say he did it on purpose. He set us up and all that. See, it's not even we don't even know if Donovan Mitchell, who's teammate, had it first before Rudy Gobert, or it was the other way around. Now, I saw reports that some of the Brooklyn Nets, including Kevin Durant, diagnosed with it. And I know they're dragging him on social media. I you know, probably
oh,
after this episode,
are.
I might. I shouldn't be laughing, but he's the one of those NBA players.
He said it off.
He's gone into he goes into it even with the people on this platform, like Knickerbocker Avenue last summer, going back and forth with Knickerbocker Avenue. And, you know, I would call it karma.
Oh, I bet Dom was having a ball with this.
I don't know. We haven't even spoken about it because that news broke today. But more professional athletes are getting it. I think one NHL player from the Senators got it. I mean, my question to you, do you think there's going to be an NBA season? What do you think the jeopardy of an NFL season? Do you think they're going to clear it up by the time it gets to September? Well, what's your thoughts on those two sports, on how this is going?
I think the NBA season is probably going to be canceled, honestly.
That is wow.
Yeah, I hate to say that. I really do, but the way things are looking, like I said, and, you know, I'm pretty much on the front lines of this thing, too. You know, I'm a caregiver. I'm a visiting nurse, so I see it. You know what I mean? And this stuff is – this thing is no joke, you know? So the NFL, I think, is safe. I think we'll be fine by the time we get the season started. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Preseason is going to probably be interrupted or maybe be pushed up a little bit. But NBA, I'm really not sure about. We're deep into it now. So it's like, what do we do? Do you finish it out? We're like midway. So it's like, do you finish it out? And when do you pick it back up? When do you have time to squeeze this in? When there's no date, there's no time, there's no – everything is day to day. We're literally dealing with things day to day. And people keep popping up left and right, new players, like I said before. So, like I said, this thing is going to get worse before it gets better. So, as far as the NBA, I hate to say it, but I really think they're going to just cancel the rest of the season because player after player is going to start popping up. This is just the beginning.
That would be a shame.
So, it's
going to
be devastating. It's going to be devastating I can't imagine the people that are traveling and have already bought tickets. And I mean, it's just
– yeah.
It's very upsetting for a fan, but you also have to think this thing is no joke. Like, there's 30-year-olds that are getting this. It's not just old people.
Right.
It's not just young kids. This is attacking healthy young people. Look at the ball players that it's attacking. Even in the Yankees, the minor leagues, there's another kid that popped up this morning. So, I mean, like I said, this thing is not over yet. So, like I said, within the next 30 to 60 to maybe 90 is pushing it. But NBA, not going to happen, I don't think. I think it's for the safety of everybody. Because if you go to a game, people go sick. There's times where I wasn't feeling well or I had a sinus thing, and I still went to the frigging game. But can you imagine sitting next to somebody with the virus?
Right.
And
you're just a fan
going to the game. And 2 weeks later, now you've got it.
Right.
So, and a lot of these guys don't have symptoms. Idris Elba, he just said it
crazy.
Today. There were no symptoms. So this is why it's scary. So I think they're just going to shut it down. NFL should be fine. I think we'll be fine by then.
Let me ask you something, though. Let me put yourself, because I know you're a Knicks fan, right? Put yourself in the shoes of a Milwaukee Bucks fan, a team that's like, they haven't had success. I mean, they've been into the playoffs the last couple of years. I'm talking about they haven't been an overwhelming favorite to win an NBA title since the early 70s. We're talking about Oscar Robertson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh,
I mean, they were running through teams. I mean, they were smoking teams this year. Can you imagine being a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks and you knew coming into this season the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors were going to be down and out because of their injury situation, and you're smoking teams, you're dominating both conferences. All this comes to a halt, and your season might come. You may not get an NBA championship. Because think about it, they're almost in a similar boat as the Knicks, or the Knicks are almost in a similar boat to them.
Yep.
In the sense that we haven't won a championship since 1973 or whatever.
Right.
They haven't,
right.
Too, since like that same time period, and they are literally on the brink of a championship, and this happens, and then their season gets canceled. That's got to be heartbreaking.
Devastating. That's devastating to a fan. Can you imagine? It's like the Super Bowl. It's like, here you are, you dug yourself out of this hole for years, and everything is just stopped short. Everything, just stop, dead.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd be very upset. But you've got to think about your family, and, you know, you just can't be selfish right now. I understand, believe me. I came so close to getting the pinstripe pass and getting tickets ahead of time, and I was like, you know what? Let me wait and sit and see what happens. We don't know what's going to happen. We really don't. Everything is like day to day. So, yeah, as much as we freaking hate the media, it's everywhere. Everywhere you turn, it's on. Every channel. You know, the president's on talking about it. So it's a big deal. It is. But I do feel for the fans. Believe me. It's like you said, even the fans that were filing in and telling now you got to turn around and go home.
Right.
You know, people fly to these games. People travel to these games. This is not, you know, this is big time.
Oh, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, man. I mean, not that you don't already know, but like, events across this country, music events like the one in Miami, the music festival down there, canceled. You know, local economies, as you already know, bars and restaurants got curfews. You can't even sit in most of the, like a lot of states as of right now, they have this. You can't have no more than 50 people in a particular restaurant
in
or
a
bar.
Gathering,
and then you can't even gathering, right? And, shoot, I damn near forgot St. Patrick's Day was yesterday. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's a big deal
everything.
Holiday in this country.
Sure.
You can go to anywhere, Jersey, you know, Boston, New York, D.C., anywhere
Saint
in this country
Patrick's
for that holiday.
St. Patrick's Cathedral, canceled.
Right.
I mean.
Canceled.
Services, everything. Listen, the Kentucky Derby has not been canceled since World War II. Okay, that's how serious this is. So if you don't take heed to that, I don't know what to tell you. That's major.
You know what?
That's major.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because I went to the Derby last year. It's like I kind of have a almost like a YOLO mentality. Like if there's a sporting event or a music event that's out there, like – I mean, this is way before the coronavirus. I mean, this is just how I am. Like, you just got to jump on it and go get it out the way, get it off your bucket list, because you never know if that opportunity is going to happen again. But never did I think I have to use that mindset because of particular upcoming viruses that could affect society. But anyway, about the Kentucky Derby, that is a fantastic event, and I was going to go maybe next year, because even last year when I went, it rained a lot, but it was so crazy. The barbecues, the music, a lot of that stuff. In the media, they only show what happens inside Churchill Downs, like the event, but you don't see what happens on the streets around it. How they block off all the streets with all the barbecues, or like in a row pit of barbecues. Damn near look like a football tailgate when I say this.
Right.
You know how they dress. It's really one of those events you say, you know, I got to check this out. I got to get it off my sports bucket list. That event.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
For it to be canceled is, like I said, there's fans that travel all over the world for this race. Over the world.
Especially that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've got they've got high rollers down there that can't go. Can you imagine not going to this one? The world is just at a standstill right now. Everything. And the bars here in Connecticut, a lot of them are just closed. A lot of them are closed.
They're closed everywhere. You go to Miami, you go to California, Texas. It's all the same thing because all the governors are adopting similar policies. They see one governor do it. I mean, Cuomo, Ned, is it Ned Lamont out there in Connecticut? I can't remember.
Yeah.
And
then,
of course, Governor Murphy here in Jersey. I mean, they're all, you know what I'm saying? Working together.
Well, our
cases
are
on the same page.
Well, all our cases in the tri-state area are on the rise anyway. Jersey has somewhere up to 69 or something.
But that's everywhere, though. And it's going to be like that everywhere.
Right. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. But it's just, you know, for our area, for the people. Go ahead.
Go ahead. About your area.
But, you know, even just the tri-state, Jersey, New York, Connecticut, it's, like I said, it's just going to, the numbers are just going to keep going up. That's it. It's going to be a daily thing. So just, we just got to be vigilant and just be smart. That's all.
Yeah,
don't go out unless you have to. Just common sense things. If you're going to go to the grocery store, you know what I tell everybody to do? Forget the mask. Stay away from people. Distance yourself. That's fine. You want to go to the grocery store? That's fine. Wear gloves. Don't touch anything in that store unless you have gloves on. I don't care if you have to have winter gloves and keep them in the car. There was a woman in Costco, no lie. It was all over YouTube. She had a full snorkel on with winter gloves in Costco, grabbing things. Like, it's a whole new level of crazy. So if this woman can wear a full snorkel gear, the whole snorkel gear, the whole deep sea diving mask and everything with the, in the store.
I don't know.
So it's okay to wear gloves, everybody.
I saw one. I don't know if it was Costco, but it would look like one of those big warehouse stores. They literally had the hazmat suit on, like, you know, the whole full joint.
Let's scare everybody to death.
It's bananas.
They are being vigilant out here. They are wiping the carts down as you come in. You know what I mean? They do have sprays and stuff that they're wiping the carts down. They hand you wipes. You have to stand a certain amount of feet away from the person in front of you. All kinds of stuff. And they have people telling you as they're walking around the store. So, you know, they're doing everything they can.
But you brought up a good point. If you want to take your mind off the situation going on in life, obviously pay attention, get the key information that you can, but don't stare and, you know, let the media drill into your mind
and affect your psyche.
Don't dwell
Absolutely.
On it. Turn it off.
Right.
Put on
yes.
a movie. Turn it
or
off.
Or get outside.
Get outside for
Why
a walk.
Why can't people
walk?
Get out. Put your headphones on and go outside.
Right.
You don't have to. Right? If there's nobody at the basketball court, bring your basketball, go to the court. You're by yourself, aren't you?
Do something. Do something. Okay, let me say this cause as we wrap up, because you already know tomorrow with the football. Oh, actually, you know what? Let's go there. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Let's go
anyway,
there.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, buffet is going.
We'll do our team first. Oh, yeah, first of all, what's your thoughts on Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay? I think it's that's a very interesting. I know you're anti-Patriots. I'm not even a Patriots hater like you, but I actually like Tom Brady. I know a lot of fans, especially Giant fans, Jet fans, and I can understand that. But Giant fans, they despise Tom Brady. I don't. But what's your thoughts on him leaving New England? I mean, it's kind of almost surreal, kind of like when Montana left for Kansas City, Jordan went to the Wizards. Like, you know, like, you just – it's weird. You know, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, the way I feel is he's not dying a Patriot. That's my thing. You're not retiring a Patriot. I'm like Eli. I have so much respect for that man, not just because I'm a Giants fan, because he's a Giant and he retired a Giant. All that hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, and you're going to the Bucks? Like, I'm not. I just
oh, you don't like
I'm
that
not
fact.
Understanding that. I,
oh, okay.
I mean,
he wants to
the Bucks.
He wants to play.
It's fantastic.
He wants
for the
to play
Bucks.
Football.
God bless him. But he's like maybe two more hits of really. I mean, listen. Nobody's gotten to this man, okay, because of his defense. Now he's with the Bucks. How good is their defense compared to New England's defense?
They got some pieces. I mean, you're familiar with Jason Pierre-Paul. Remember,
yep.
Shaq Barrett led the league in sacks last year. They have some decent pieces. I mean, shit, we were there. I mean, we played them week three. They're not – I mean, they don't have a lights-out defense, but they have a – maybe I think I'll put it like this. And I'm not saying Tom Brady's going to be the end-all, be-all. But if you have a quarterback that can manufacture drives and keep your defense on the sidelines when you're, you know, if you're manufacturing drives, in which the Bucs really wasn't all that good doing. I mean, Jameis Winston has some key games. I mean, I remember the game they went to L.A. and they put up like 50, 55 on the Rams.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of games. I mean, he puts up a lot of points, but he causes a lot of turnovers, and that could be really taxing to the defense. So I say all that to say is you replace Jameis Winston and all his turnover blunders. I would think Tom Brady is not going to bring all those turnovers to the table. That's kind of how I look at it. And when you do that, then you keep your defense more fresh. You know, your Pierre Pauls, your Shaq Barrett, your Levante Davis, those linebackers that they have. I think they'll be a better team. I didn't think they were all that bad last year, honestly. They just lost
some
key games.
Mm-hmm. They were kind of like us. You know, the games that they really should have won, they didn't. You know what I mean? The winnable games, they really didn't win. So they were kind of like us, the up and down. You know, you kind of get your groove and then you lose it all over. And then you blow one game and you get blown out or whatever. Or you're not getting necessarily blown out, but you're losing by, what, 7-8 points? Come on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that I have a hard time with. You know what I mean? It's one thing if you come in and you blow us out of the water. I'm good with that. Fine. All right. You fucked us up. We're good with that. But for us to just lose by 7 points, that makes me just crazy. That makes me nuts. When it could have happened.
I think that whole division is good.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be different this year.
Yeah, because, I mean, Bridgewater goes to the Panthers. Breeze is on the Saints. I mean, Saints are the Saints. There's a team that could get to the playoffs. Atlanta is tricky. They have a good quarterback.
They're
they have a
still
decent
building
offense.
Too.
They defense
too.
The defense is bad. It's not really their offense. It's their defense that gives
them
issues.
Their offense is great,
but Tampa
the
Bay.
Is not
so Tampa. I mean, it's one of those situations. You got basically Drew Brees versus Tom Brady twice. As long as they stay healthy, you're gonna have Matt Ryan in the mix. Teddy Bridgewater. They have four decent quarterbacks in that division, at least at minimum decent, and two aging Hall of Famer quarterbacks. Matt Ryan underratedly might be a Hall of Famer, but he doesn't have a Super Bowl, and that hurts his case. But all this other stuff, we got these other trades in the league, DeAndre Hopkins. You know, you saw that the Hulk smash of the week on the Bleed Blue Show fan page. What the fuck was that, general manager? I mean, if that was Gettleman, you might be on your way to MetLife trying to get some answers from some people, man.
For real.
What the fuck was that all about?
It's not April Fool, is it? It's not yet. No, not yet. Okay.
Nah. You got to look at the calendar. Like, yo, stop playing, bro.
God, I had to look. Yeah.
I mean,
so
think
bad.
About it like this. We had a mid-season trade with Odell Beckham Jr., off-season trade with Odell Beckham Jr., but we got back an offensive lineman. We had a couple of deals with the Browns. But that felt like a fair exchange, knowing that we were getting rid of his contract. But DeAndre Hopkins statistically was the best wide receiver, maybe over the last couple of years. If you want to throw in Michael Thomas from the Saints, whatever. But you traded him to Arizona. You got back a running back who was – primed to be very good, but he's injury prone in draft picks. Like, why would, if you're the Houston Texans and you're literally leading the Kansas City Chiefs 24-0 in the AFC Championship game, you're the best wide receiver, and you're hurting Deshaun Watson. You're giving him less of weapons. His biggest weapon you're throwing away. Why would you do that if you're
taking
LeBron?
It away from him? Right. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but why would you do that?
If the Giants
that
did that, how would
you protection,
do?
You know, he needs protection, and you're just breaking everything down. I don't get what they're doing. I really don't, but I like what we're doing.
Yeah, you want to talk about
like
that
what
right
Giants
now?
Are
I mean,
doing.
Tell me what you like about him, because I know there's no 4-minute timer like it would be on that episode. So feel free to speak your mind. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I like James Bradbury. I think he's a good pickup. I like Blake Martinez. I think he's a good overall player. You know, these guys are pretty much, well, besides Bradberry, you know, Martinez played 90% of his games. These are the guys we need. These guys are healthy, and they're ready to play. I think they offered Blake Martinez 3 years, $30 million. Leonard Williams, obviously, has the franchise tag, and he's a year with $1 million. Who's the other guy? Levine Tolilo? Not bad. He's a tight end. 2 years. I think he's got 6.2. Then there's Kyler Fackrell from the I think he's from the Packers, if I'm not mistaken. Kyler Fackrell, offensive linebacker. He's good. Cody Core, wide receiver. You know, we're making moves. I like Floyd. I really hope to God they pick up Floyd. But I'm glad that Buffet is gone. He was the last on my chopping block anyway, so he's gone. Russell Shepard's not coming back. He's now a free agent. So a lot's happening. You know, we do have some. We've got cap space too. So I'm so far so good with the pick so far. I'm happy with what we're doing, and we're filling in holes, much needed holes. So I'm glad. You know, I do like the guys that we're picking up. Like I said, I like Martinez a lot. We're waiting to pass. I guess he's waiting to pass his physical, and he should be good to go. But he finished second in the league. I think just last year, 155 tackles, 97 solo, 3 sacks. God, I forgot how many. 1 interception. You know, 61 regular season games. He started 57. That's what I like. I like guys that are going to start. Let's play these guys.
So hold on. You said something about Floyd. You talking about Leonard Floyd? Who are you talking about?
No.
That who?
Wait. Where? Let me see my. Where am I? Let me go back here. Hold on.
All right. Let me speak real quick as you look that up.
Kyler Fackrell.
I mean, a lot of the names. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I put it like this. I mean, Giants make signs. They got holes to fill. Yada yada yada. Right. So I mean, the main guys that really stick out to me is what you already said with Bradberry, and that's a guy Gettleman drafted a few years ago. And then Blake Martinez, which you pretty much was echoing. We've talked about those two particular players over the years on the Bleed Blue Show, because when we do the matchup. So I mean, I even remember the specific episodes. I remember talking about Blake Martinez when we had to play the Packers this year. I remember even talking about Bradberry, and we looked at his game as far as who he's going to cover, Sterling Shepard. This is a couple of years ago, or Odell Beckham Jr. at the time, because that was the game. A lot of stakeholders, frontliners, was at that game with the Charlotte. Chris was at that game, lit. That was the weekend in Charlotte. I remember it was hot as hell that game. It was like 90, it was like 100 on the field. So that was the last time we actually saw the Panthers in action. We were talking about the matchups on the preview show that Thursday before that game on Sunday. I mean, the Giants on paper are definitely better than what they were at the end of the season. So, yeah, you add in Bradberry, he's going to be he's a number one. Okay, he will be a number one cornerback on this team.
Corner, yep.
If he's not – he's cornerback. He's not, like, a true number one. I put it like this. A true number one, like, in this league. You know, it's – I mean, there are really not a lot of them, honestly. Like, I have to think of some guys that's a true number one that sticks out. Oh, like Stephon Gilmore. I mean, that's a true number one from the Patriots. That's
right.
A number one corner.
Right.
The guy from the Ravens that got traded. I can't even remember his name. But also the corner, the guy from Jacksonville that went to L.A., the guy that talks a lot. Jalen Ramsey. That's a number one corner.
Jalen.
Those are number one corners.
That's right. Yeah.
Those are number one corners. I would think if you threw him on those type of teams, he would be your number two corner. But because the Giants are young at cornerback, he's going to be number one at default. So, you know, he's going to have to – he's going to probably – I would have said be picked on. I think it's not, you know, just because we sign a very good cornerback doesn't necessarily mean he's a true number one. But I do like the signing, though. I'm not knocking the
right.
signing. I'm just saying he's going to be our best corner. But call, you know, that's like, you know, call it for what it's worth. You know, it ain't the best thing. Now the linebacker, you know, he's definitely over. You know, he's an upgrade over Alec Ogletree. He does have flaws.
Absolutely.
He blows. See, it's hard to say because he makes a lot of plays on the field. He makes a lot of tackles, but he'll miss some. As well, like you saw in that game versus the 49ers. But can't knock the signing. He's an upgrade over Alec Ogletree. So, yeah, we are
absolutely
slightly better on paper. On paper, and with a new defensive
right.
coordinator, and Graham from Miami, who, by way of New England. So, yeah, I like it this point. We'll definitely get into it. Whoever calls into that episode, we'll get into it more.
The offensive linebacker, Leonard Floyd. That's who I was talking about earlier. Yes, you're right.
No, Leonard Floyd. I like him too. See, that's a guy. I'm not really big on Leonard Floyd. I remember, okay, I put it like this. When he was coming out of college, we did episodes like we normally do here on this platform. We talked about Leonard Floyd coming out of University of Georgia. I remember, you know, stakeholders wanting Leonard Floyd, and I wasn't big on Leonard Floyd. He didn't have the career at the Bears, a lot of people thought he would. And I kind of saw that coming. I thought he was a nice player. I thought he was raw. He was a project. And I think a lot of people bought into the hype. And when I watched his games at University of Georgia on, you know, every Saturday watching college football, that's why you have to watch college. I thought he was
right.
okay. But I didn't think he
right,
was this
right.
game changer. Remember, because we – I can't remember who we – did we draft Eric Flowers and he ended up going to the Bears? I think that's what happened.
I think so, yeah. That's how it happened. Yep.
I think that's how it went down.
I'm almost positive,
right, because
yeah.
Eric Flowers ended up, I think we ended up getting him and the Bears ended up going, you know, getting Leonard Floyd. He didn't pan out. There's a reason why Robert Quinn, who had a double-digit sack year with the Cowboys, the Bears scooped him up ASAP and said, no, we're taking you and we're not going to take Leonard Floyd. There's a reason for that. Call it for what it's worth. Maybe Leonard Floyd needs a change of scenery.
Maybe.
We shall see. Now, I don't know. I didn't even know he got signed by the Giants. I didn't see that. That happened? I didn't see that happen. Or the Giants just looking at him. Hello?
They were looking at him last time. Yeah. They were definitely looking at him.
The Giants didn't. Okay, that's not even confirmed, so I can't go off of that. So
No, not confirmed.
They're looking to
him.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so I don't know.
Yeah
he's 26, 27-ish. You know, stats-wise, he hasn't – I don't think he has panned out the way a lot of people play. I mean, he's played about 55 games. He's only had, 19 sacks, I think, something like that. So that's not a lot at all. That's just –
right.
You know, that hasn't panned out. Unless Patrick Graham, the defensive coordinator, can find something for him, I mean, you would think with a stacked Bears defense that they had, that he would have better stats, man. His highest sack total was his rookie year, and that was 7. You know that's not going to cut it with Giants fans. Giants fans ain't going to
right,
tolerate
no.
that.
Right.
Seven
was supposed to do in, like,
year?
3 games. Right.
for real. Yeah, 7 sacks
right.
his first year. Second year, 4.5. Next year, 4 sacks. And then this past year, 3. So his production is going down. And this,
yeah.
I didn't even see that coming. I thought his projection would have gone up as the years went. But I don't know, man. If you do sign him, it better be for the cheap.
It's gotta be for cheap.
Yeah.
I think they are too. They're gonna save money. They might not even pick him. Who knows? But
there were rumors in
the rumor mill about Matt Moore being a backup quarterback for DJ. So What are your thoughts on that? Just curious.
I didn't hear that because you did kind of emphasize it was a rumor mill, so I definitely would not have heard that. I mean, the Giants are in the market for a QB too, obviously, because Eli retired. Mm-hmm. So you know they're gonna need a second quarterback. So I don't know who that's gonna be, and once those crop of players come down the pike, and we'll see. If it's Matt Moore, I mean, he's been. I'm not really opposed to it. I mean, he's Matt. You know, it's a backup, so you know. I mean,
yeah.
I really don't have a particular opinion. Anything else with our team around the NFL, around sports? Before we get some final thoughts from you, I really appreciate this smorgasbord of conversation of all sports going on with this pandemic they call it.
I know.
Your final thought.
It was fun. It's nice. It's too bad that nobody else called in, but it was nice just to talk, just one on one.
So I mean,
we covered a lot.
I love that. You know, you people have to. Sometimes I like the fact that either I could do my own thing and just speak my mind and just go on a therapy rant, or like a situation like me and you right now, we can have a back and forth because you know how it can get on some of the other episodes. If people, a whole bunch of people call into a post game, it's like you get on the mic, you're done, you're probably not back on the mic for another 40 minutes. I mean, you know,
you gotta
put on mute, you may have to fix dinner, and you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's pros, and I mean, sometimes, you know, you want to have that dialogue, like back and forth, like we're doing now. That's cool. I love it.
Well, I enjoyed you and Jimmy, and I enjoyed you and Susie the other night. You guys did great, and I could listen to you guys forever. So,
well, let me ask you this about Suzanne. Okay, let me. I wish I had her on right now because me and her agree on about 90. I'll say 90-something%. But I actually this is where maybe I'm crazy, or maybe you know she's indifferent. I really believe the Tampa Bay Rays. And the I'm a firm believer that they could probably win the division in a shortened year because of their team makeup. And I know our team, sometimes it takes a while to get going. But the bigger question, we were talking about the Astros. I'm more, even throughout their cheating scandal, and I know you hated it. I mean, you were very vocal about that. I still think they're a decent team. She's not as big on the Houston Astros, and she's not even as
big on
the Red Sox. I don't sleep on the Red Sox at all. I don't think they're as good as the Jays or the Rays. But what's your thoughts on the Astros and the Red Sox?
I'm not concerned about either one. I honestly am not concerned about either one.
Okay. All right. More so on the Astros. You don't think they're going to win their division? I don't think they could beat
They
us
might
anyway.
Come close. They might come close, but as far as winning the division, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe that. I honestly don't believe that. Mm-hmm. All this bad mojo and karma, no way, bro. It's not going to fly. I just don't.
Right.
I don't see it. I really don't. I can't wait till regular season. I can't wait to sit in Yankee Stadium and listen to everybody rant. I can't wait to hear it because I will be at that first fucking Boston game. You bet your ass I'm going. If I have to buy a hazmat suit and the games are playing, I'm going. I'm going, okay? But anyway, like Mookie. Mookie's gone. Springer's gone, right? Is Springer gone? Price is gone. That's their bread and butter. And their bad mojo isn't going to carry them very far either. So I'm not worried about either one of these guys. But my final thought is I can't wait for sports to resume. I can't wait like everybody else. Just be patient, everybody. Same with the stock market. Everybody, don't make any moves. If you want to buy, this is a buyer's market, everybody. Buy, okay? Don't sell anything. Don't make any crazy decisions. Hang in there. It's going to be better because when this lifts, everything's going to explode. I promise you. I should have been a stockbroker. But anyway.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Thank you so – I know, right? Thank you so much for having me, Steve. It was really a pleasure. And, yes, this is my daily dose of therapy. So I really appreciate it.
Hopefully No problem. Now we'll see if we can get you on tomorrow with the, you know, the football people, and then we'll see how their opinions on what happened, basically what we already discussed, and get more in deep with the football with that, man. Other than that, have some fun and enjoy. I'm telling you, man, these shows, thanks for the recommendations, by the way. Y'all sleep on Amazon Prime if y'all want. There's some good content on there. People be on Netflix, y'all don't know, man. That Prime is fire, dog. Fire.
Hulu.
Check out.
I've got everything. You name it, we got it. So whatever it's on, I'm going to get it. So any recommendations, bring them on through, everybody. Let us know.
There it is. There it is. And, you know, sometimes you got to take a break from the news. Don't let that hit your psyche, man. Just turn it off. If you feel like you about to go crazy, you feel like you got that sheep in you, turn it off.
Yes.
And then put on a movie.
Get out of the house, everybody. We don't
start
want this to be
a
pandemic with
some
the
wool.
Sheep. Please.
You start growing some wool at the back of your neck. It's time to turn the
TV. Oh, hell no. Answering people, bye. No, can't do it. Can't do it. They will be shot on sight.
Yo.
We have to corral the sheep. No sheep zone here at KGYR. So.
That's hilarious. Yo, KGYR, like you said, Lee Blue Show, Kristen and Steve, iTunes Podcast, Republic Tune and Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. We'll have the football mañana, and then we'll be on our bye week. We'll be off the entire next week, but we'll get to the football tomorrow. Kristen, hope we hear from you on that. Sangre Azul.
Absolutely.
Lee Blue. All right.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.